Welcome to another Crittenden Press online podcast. I'm your host, Chris Evans. Let's get right to the show. This is the Anchor Residential pregame show. We have with us today Coach Starnes and Coach Vince Clark, the defensive coordinator for the Rockets. Crittenden County will open its season this week in the National Guard Warrior Bowl Friday night at Rocket Stadium. Kickoff time is 7 p.m., a little different this year. Most of the games this year will be at 7 p.m. There will be the second game in the Warrior Bowl on Saturday night, Union County and Caldwell County. Caldwell, a team that played last week, scored 80 points against Callaway County, so it'll be a shootout against Union County, two good football teams on Saturday night, same time, 7 p.m. So we have two games in the Warrior Bowl this weekend. Crittenden County will come in against Hopkins Central, a team that it beat 20-15 last year in the opening game of the season. And Coach Starnes, I know this Hopkins County team this year maybe not as good as the one last year, fewer weapons.
Well, I mean, I won't say that they're not as good. I think you always have to take each team to where they can beat you, and you got to watch it because you can't take a team lightly. I will say, though, that they're not as big and they're not as physical that they have been in the past. See, because we've either scrimmaged or played them probably for the last 10, 12 years. If we hadn't played them, we scrimmaged them. They've always been known to be big and physical. And we just don't see the size. Now, they play hard, and they have some kids that really play with some intensity. But overall, across the board, they just don't seem to play with the intensity that we've seen in the past.
You know, I've been watching their sports writers blog over in Madisonville this year, and early on, I think they had trouble getting some of the numbers up. There weren't any kids coming out early in preseason. 20-some-odd players showed up early on. But I think by their second scrimmage, they had 40-some-odd on the team. So they looked pretty good. Their top player, Crawley, the quarterback last year, carried the ball, I don't know, it was 30-some-odd times, I think, against the Rockets last year in that loss. He's gone. He went to Christian County and where he played last week, and he scored a touchdown there. So he was their catalyst on offense last year. He's gone, and now they really have a couple of sophomore quarterbacks they're looking at.
Yeah, and we went to watch them scrimmage Webster County, and you know that what they do. You have to understand that they have a new coach, they have a new system. The players have to get used to that system, and you know it's going to take them a while. But what you look at is you look at the talent level that they have versus the talent level we have, and you know we pretty well match evenly across the board. It's just that we think that we play overall with a little more intensity, and that's what our game plan is. You know, to come in and play hard football, hard-nosed football, and see what happens from there.
Ted Seabrook is a first-year head coach there. He was an assistant at some point there. I'm not real sure if he was there. I don't think
he was on the staff last year.
Was he on there last year? So he probably not a great deal to transition they've got. But as you say,
and Zach Hibbs is their first assistant coach. He was the head coach last year, so he's still assistant. So he's still involved in the program.
Some continuity. They've got a quarterback, Josh Utley. Utley was the quarterback early, hurt his shoulder, I think. Now the Michael White is the quarterback. He'll wear number two. Then they have a couple other players you've been looking at on film. Tell us a little bit about those guys.
Well, you know, I really like the way that that Terrence Ray plays. He's a running back. He plays linebacker, defensive end. You know, he's the one that I think is probably one of their best players in that position. I like the way he plays. He flies around, gets to the football, plays hard no matter what position he's in. You know, they have a nose guard that plays real well, and I like him. He's number 56. I think it's Zach Sykes. You know, he extends his hands. He gets leverage all the time. He does a great job. You know, and then they have a running back, number 21, that he runs the ball well, runs it hard. He plays linebacker as well. And, you know, I think if they have a weak area, then we have to say the weak areas in the secondary.
I don't think they have about a half dozen seniors on the team, so it's going to be a lot of underclassmen they're relying on. Let's talk a little bit about the Rockets. We've got, of course, we had the preview in the newspaper this week. A lot of people probably saw the depth chart and read a lot about who's going to be playing where, and already there's some shakeup in that with Bo Wallace, your starting corner and a running back. He's out for a while, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, right now he found out he had an MRI done, had a ruptured disc. So he's scheduled to see the neurosurgeon on the 21st. So, you know, it's going to be a little while before we know his status. So, you know, but we got to fill in. You know, we've got he plays cornerback on defense. So, you know, we've got Travis Gilbert working at that spot, and Travis would be good at that. You know, he just needs to get some experience in the position. And Jamie Atwell, who is used to play for us and came back this year as a senior, he's working in that position as well. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see. Obviously, the first ball game, there's going to be mistakes. You worry about conditioning. You worry about fatigue. You worry about cramps. You worry about those things. But what we have to do is we have to make sure we play with a high level of intensity.
You've got a new quarterback. Of course, Bryce Willis, quarterback of the team, three games last year. But he's a newcomer, basically, to the starting job. And I know you're expecting a lot out of him this year.
You know, I think there's two players that really come out and stand up in my mind is those that came in and really is the most improved from the previous year, and that's Bryce Willis, who has taken a leadership role and has really, you know, he's our Ironman champion. He's becoming a leader. He's one that we can go to, offense and defense. He's one that you're going to see a lot of, both offense and defense. He's a very aggressive, very high-energy player, and we're looking forward to watching him play against somebody because he's one in our mind, and he's working hard right now on throwing the football and completing passes. He's got the talent, got the ability. If he just uses the right technique, then he can complete a high percentage. And the other one is Devin Wallace, who, in my mind, is probably the most improved from last year. He's emerged as probably the leader of this football team. He's vocal. He plays hard all the time, seems to have fun when he does it. He's the one that's always encouraging everybody else in practice to get better, and his technique has improved, but I think most importantly, his maturity has improved. And the thing we have to watch from him is he just gets so excited that he likes to talk, and we have to tone that down and make sure that that doesn't happen and doesn't get a penalty. And he's not taunting anybody. It's just that's just the way he is, and we have to make sure that we control that.
Coach Clark, the defense at Crittenden County is always known for its ability to keep teams within striking distance, and I know Coach Starnes puts a lot of pressure on you to make sure we stay in that with that respect.
We get a shutout, we win this ball game.
So, tell me a little bit who's your main guys on defense this time?
Well, we have 11 of them. Seriously, we got we're excited about our defense this year. We feel stout up front, you know, with Devin Wallace and Stephon and Eli and Devin Clark at the opposite end. You know, was making good progress. And then our linebackers, we got Brennan Phillips and Bobby Knox. And then we got Grant Gardner and our Willie backer. And those guys, you know, played a lot last year. But, you know, backing those guys up, we know we got Austin Piper that will be on the field a lot. He can really play at either outside linebacker. But then you got Bryce Willis at a safety. Then you've got Clint Asbridge has really come along this year at free safety and made a lot of good progress. We're looking forward to seeing what Wes Evers can do at safety as well. He came to us during camp week, and he's made good progress. He's been nursing an ankle, but he's been getting some good looks. And then Dustin Hernandez is solid at the cornerback. And then we're working Gilbert and Atwell at the other corners. But you know, this I think our defense will take a lot of pride on denying the offense. Down and distance is going to be big. We've made a goal to win on third down this year, especially third and long, which has been something in the past that we haven't done. We could have done better at. So these guys have it in front of them to do. And the thing about it is they're ready to play. They're ready to play tomorrow night, and they need to play. It's time that we play. So I'm excited to see what they're going to do on the field.
It's a lot of the same guys play on offense too. Coach Darnes, your main wheels there in the system. Dustin Hernandez is going to carry the ball a lot. You're going to get the ball to Austin Piper in there. Tell us a little bit about
that. Bobby Knox that can catch the ball, and Clint Asbridge. I mean, he really went from defensive end last year and tight end to a wide receiver and contributing safety back there. So he's made a lot of improvement, who has a lot of ability and good speed when he catches the ball. With Bo Wallace, who was playing receiver, we had to put in Jamie Atwell, who hadn't played, so he's got some talent. We have Wes Evers, the newcomer, that we have to see whether or not he can, we know he can catch, he's a good athlete, so we just have to see what, game type situation for him to see what he can do. But Grant Gardner, I mean, we're not afraid to put Grant back at running back in a spread and let him go and run. He's a good hard force and a runner, and plus he's a receiver. So, we have some guys that we can throw the ball to. We have some guys that can run. Offense up front, we're pretty solid at the tackles and the two guards that played last year, and Colton Piper has the nod right now for center, and we'll be rotating with Dugan Overfield, who is going to get playing time to see. And those two are still battling out to see who needs to be that one to start, and if we rotate them, we rotate them. But, that way we'll have some fresh people up front.
And we also have probably one of the best blocking fullbacks, too, Brandon Phillips.
Phillips
good for 2 yards, too, when you hand it to him.
Plus, he catches the ball out of the backfield, too. So, and one thing we need to mention is we have a solid kicker, Micah Holloman.
Oh, yeah.
That, we get down in a situation we need a field goal. We have to get in those situations first because he has not attempted a field goal yet. But his leg is so much stronger. He's improved so much from last year. And Greg Holloman, his father, is our kicking coach. So he works with him and the holder and works him out, kickoff and stuff. So there's going to be improvement in that area as well.
We'll go into depth a little more on this in the coming weeks. I know you've got your schedule's tight today. Got a meeting coming up real quick. So we're going to kind of cut this short and move on to Hopkins Central and see what we can do Friday night. And what are you predicting?
Well, I mean, we're predicting we're going to play hard. That's what we're going to play hard and see what happens.
Yeah. So, Coach Clark, any closing comments?
No, we just want to invite everybody out to the game, support the Rockets. These kids have worked hard this summer. Well, they've worked hard since the close of last season. That's one thing I'd like to say about these seniors is that they're one of the hardest working groups of kids that we've had, and their leadership has really come through this year. And we have big expectations out of them, and heck, I'm excited about seeing what they're going to do on the field tomorrow night.
And Chris, we just need to thank the National Guard for their partnership into this Warrior Bowl.
Absolutely, two jam-packed days of football. We've got Rockets and Hopkins Central on Friday night. Saturday morning, we start at 7:30 with the middle elementary school junior pro jamboree, and then 11 o'clock, the flag football guys hit the field for a couple hours. Then the Caldwell County and Union County High School varsity game again on Saturday night. So,
also, they're gonna witness probably the self-proclaimed best PA announcer in the state. And Jody Porter.
He's got a new PA system there, and I expect a lot of stereo enjoyment out of the new system.
Yep, and we're going to find out because he's going to be on the hot seat Friday night, tomorrow night.
All right, we thank, too, Derek Myers and Rick Hatfield at Anchor Residential Lending for being one of our sponsors this year. They're a go-to guy every year.
Every year. We appreciate their support, too.
All right, we'll see you Friday night at Rocket Stadium for the kickoff of the opening game of the season, the National Guard Warrior Bowl, 7 p.m.